Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Safe Food is the all-island body charged with promoting and monitoring the quality of food and nutrition on both sides of the wide-open border. It does not have the powers of a regulator, but its role of sharing important and timely information in the event of a food scare is vital. Another reason is to promote healthier eating and nutrition, and my next guest will be speaking today at IFEX, Northern Ireland's food, drink and hospitality trade event, and Joanne Ní Cruillach is on the line, and she's the Chief Executive of Safe Food. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning, Joe. Lovely to be with you.
Now, tell us a little bit more about what Safe Food does.
So we're an all-island food safety and promotion agency. We were one of six implementation bodies set up under the Belfast Agreement, or the Good Friday Agreement. And our role is really to promote food safety, healthy eating, nutrition, and to commission research and provide scientific advice around those areas and also around consumer behaviour. Because, of course, we're all consumers of food, and then some of us are in the food sector professionally. Mm-hmm. So we work across both the consumer and the professional sectors.
And your job is to promote rather than regulate food safety.
Exactly. So the Food Standards Agency and the Food Safety Authority of Ireland are the regulators for food safety. We're in the business of promoting research and supporting policy development.
OK, so you're not a regulator. So if you come across poor standards for whatever reason, what do you do?
So there's a large body of education that we do, both public-facing and also professional. We have a knowledge network, which is a community of food safety professionals, including the regulators and public health labs. We also have our Safe Food for Business, which provides e-learning completely free to food businesses who want to upskill in this area. And we've 13,000 users of Safe Food for Business, and almost 300 people have completed the full training program.
Mm-hmm. When you come across food fraud, like mislabeling or adulteration, what do you do? Do you report that to the Food Standards Authority, or how do you deal with issues like that?
So that's very much in the competency of the Food Safety Authority, and they are actively working in that space and identifying things that happen in that area.
OK, and with Brexit and the wide open border, but also two different jurisdictions, how is Safe Food ensuring that imported food meets Irish and EU safety standards?
So a really key part of what we do is bring people together who are working in that space on both sides of the border, north and south, and working collaboratively cross border. So we have various networks that bring people together, learn together, have events together to better understand everything that's happening.
Now, what would you say, Joanne, is the biggest food safety issue we have at the moment?
There's a number of different areas, and you know, it's a very dynamic space. The landscape of food safety is going to change dramatically over the next 10 years. There are always the concerns around the pathogens. Shane was talking about salmonella earlier. Listeria is always a concern. But actually, the other area that's really important is the food environment that we're in, and understanding food poverty, healthy eating. We launched a report on Tuesday that looked at the amount of digital marketing for unhealthy foods that children are exposed to. And it was really, children see an advert for an unhealthy food once every 4 minutes.
Yeah, indeed. Farmers here were very worried about Brazilian beef entering the food chain if and when Mercosur, the trade deal with South America, comes into force. Should they be?
From our perspective, we're all about the promotion of food safety, so it wouldn't really be in our remit to look at that.
Okay, but I mean, they've said it's going to be a major food safety issue. I presume that's something that you are looking at.
So if there's any issue with labelling or anything, that will go to the Food Safety Authority.
Right. And where does nutrition come into your work?
So public health nutrition is a really important part of what we do, trying to help people. And there's loads of guidelines on our website around what healthy eating is. There are recipes for simple approaches to healthy eating. We also have some really good new work on food hypersensitivity, so allergens. So some of the work at IFEX today will be looking at supporting people in how they cook for celiacs in their business if they have a gluten allergy, for example.
Okay, and we see lots of adverts for nutritional products, some of which are completely useless. Do you guys monitor that as well?
We would certainly provide advice to people on understanding what a healthy diet is and whether some of these claims are valid and whether they're important to have in any individual's diet.
Okay. And food safety and nutrition is going to be discussed at this big conference in Belfast today.
Yes.
Okay. Joanne, thank you so much for joining us. That's Joanne E. Krulech, the chief executive of Safe Food, the all-island food monitoring body. And
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.